proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Offman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Bible lesson via the Everlasting Nation broadcast. We resume our study of the miracle involving the resurrection of Lazarus, as described in John chapter 11. When we left off in the previous session, Mary had just come from her weeping to meet Jesus Christ and his disciples. Her first words to the Savior echoed her sister Martha's comment. Mary said, quote, "Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died," unquote. John wrote that when the Lord heard that statement, he became troubled. The Greek verb render this troubled, tarasso, also appeared in the second chapter of Matthew, in connection with King Herod's internal turmoil, when he learned about the birth of someone whom the three men from the east called the King of the Jews. The use of that verb reflected the inner distress that the Savior experienced at that moment, when Mary repeated what Martha had said about Jesus Christ's presence having forestalled Lazarus' death. Indeed, the verb tarasso appears in the middle voice, which means Jesus Christ literally troubled himself. That is to say, he was bothered himself by what seemed to be Mary's lack of faith. Why did Jesus Christ react that way? Mary, remember, had sat at his feet while he taught. Yet she did not seem to believe that her Lord had any power to remedy the situation once Lazarus had died. And it might have been her lack of faith which grieved him. As Jesus Christ walked to Lazarus' tomb, which was a cave with a stone rolled in front to block access, when Jesus Christ walked to Lazarus' tomb, a group of Jews accompanied him. Some of them opined, quote, "Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died?" Unquote. They remark implicitly criticized the Lord for his apparent inaction, just as the comments of Martha and Mary seemed to do. When they arrived at the tomb, Jesus Christ asked Martha to roll away the stone blocking the cave entrance. Martha initially balked at doing this, citing the putrefaction of Lazarus' corpse. Jesus Christ, in turn, replied to her, quote, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God?" Unquote. After he spoke, members of the crowd rolled the stone away. Jesus Christ offered up a public prayer, not to manifest his own piety, but to show the assembled multitude that God had always heard his petitions. When he exclaimed, "Lazarus, come forth," a body proceeded to emerge from a tomb, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. The body was that of Lazarus. The bystanders to this miracle reacted differently. John noted how, quote, "Many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him," unquote. Other bystanders, though, reported the events in Bethany to the Pharisees. And that latter group, along with the chief priests, held a council regarding what they ought to do about Jesus Christ. The Jewish religious leaders feared, quote, "If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation," unquote. Moreover, as John pointed out in the 12th chapter of his gospel, the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Therefore, the chief priests and the Pharisees reacted to the miracle in Bethany, not by accepting Jesus Christ as Messiah and Son of God, but instead seeking to kill him. These Jewish religious leaders had hardened their hearts against God. Not even the manifest miracle performed by Jesus Christ, raising Lazarus' body from the dead, could convince them that Jesus Christ really was God incarnate. This is Mark Offman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible lesson.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.